Okay. I'm going to start. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. We're starting a little earlier because we are going to be joining programs and services in the chamber at 8 o'clock. Here at the start of the meeting, Alderman Salvucci, Alderman Albright, Alderman Lappin, myself, Alderman Schnipper. Our committee clerk has been called to the chamber to help out, but Shauna will be back. The first item before us is 265-07, D.V. Victoria of 28 Cottonwood Road, Newton Center, appointed as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for a term expiring September 1st, 2010. D.V., would you come join us at the table? D.V., as you may have seen from her resume, which is attached to the agenda, has been involved with solid waste for many years, actually was involved on the last Solid Waste Commission. She has been sitting in on our meetings, has been incredibly helpful, and we asked her if she would accept an appointment as an actual voting member. So we've got, it's amazing how long it takes to make things happen. But she's here before us tonight for our approval. And what would you like to tell us about you and why you're interested? And I know, but they don't, so it would be nice for them to hear about.
Well, I have always had a long-term mission of interest in environmental issues and particular waste management. And when we first moved to Newton in the 90s, I got involved in the Solid Waste Commission. I was at a time when the city was really trying to build up a recycling program and recycling participation. It was an exciting time. So I was involved for many years. And at the same time, I also worked on the Legal Women Voter Study in the 90s to look at these issues. And the conclusion of the study at the time was that it wasn't something that was right for Newton at that time. I took a few years and went and did spend my time on Boy Scouts and my son's activities. And now that he's a bit older, I like to jump back into environmental affairs and have been looking at the Solid Waste Commission minutes and information on the web. And when I saw that it was reconstituted or active again, I pursued it and would like to get involved. I also worked with the Green Decade Coalition for several years in doing public forums, putting together public forums, and one of the people we had come and speak was the former mayor of Seattle, who had implemented Unity in Seattle years ago. And again, we didn't come out with a recommendation to do that or not do that, but we were just trying to look at different options and get sort of themes from around the country and benchmark with other programs. So I've been sitting in since May, I think, the committee. I've been very impressed at both the rigor and the openness to discussion and the willingness to look at different options, but then the realism in looking at what's doable for Newton and what time frame. And I'd really like to be involved. I also would like to see the city continue to commit to recycling and see if there's opportunities to get people excited about that again and educated.
Questions, Cheryl?
Well, it's wonderful that you want to add something. I received something recently regarding fees for bags for a certain weight. Are you aware from Crew? Who is it from?
I didn't.
No, it was from a citizen.
I know there are other ways to do that.
He served on some of the student committee, but it was a flyer that talked about limiting the amount of trash.
Kevin Duff?
Yeah, it might be.
It could be.
Yeah.
Limiting the amount of trash and charging for anything over a certain amount. Are you aware of this, and has this ever worked, and what do you think?
There's a group in Newton, coach that's an individual who are right now trying to weigh in on, give their opinion on how to structure the next solid waste contract.
It's called CREW, actually, Citizens for Responsibility in Waste Management.
Okay, and I think it could be,
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he came actually and presented to the Solid Waste Commission. And
that's something, you know, that the Solid Waste Commission is considering? Or?
You're going to see a proposal coming from the commission probably in early October. Let's wait and see what comes out.
Okay.
But one of the issues, which is real, is Newton is going to have to decide how much of its resources it's willing to spend on removal of trash. And if there are ways to hold down that cost, will they support it? And it will be before the board. It's not finalized, but there is potentially a change of service.
I also, just to answer your question, I think there's lots of different ways to incentivize more recycling. That's one option, but education, outreach is another option as well. And I think that I want to see something that is realistic for the city, because I can change things incrementally. But I do think outreach, public outreach, can also be reminding people of what's been recycled and what's not.
And to make it easier to recycle,
yes,
with larger containers?
Yeah.
Sally, that's the question.
Yeah, did you happen to see that...
we're joined by Alderman Jensen.
That film they had on this method of the one barrel per household situation, where they figured they can save us some money by only having one man on the truck, and how it's completely automated to pick up the barrel and dump it. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the film, but I researched similar systems and seen them in other cities, so I'm aware of those.
Well, what I've gotten from the information regarding that was, is, you know, you have a family, a considerable large family, you're going to have more than one barrel of rubbish, which means then the truck driver would have to get off the truck and empty the other barrels or whatever the other containers would be. So I just wonder how you feel about having that incorporated in the city, that one barrel pickup, and having the additional cost for the additional barrels, or how would you feel about that?
Well, what I would say is that the commission is actually looking at all these options right now, and the debate is extensive, and the debate, I think, is very rigorous and thorough. And if these issues are coming out at the meeting, and there are people on different sides of the issue, so it is being debated right now. I personally want to see more waste recycling. I'd like to see people do the right thing environmentally, but I also think that you have to take into consideration the population of the city and what will work best for the most people.
Thank you.
I just want to also thank you and ask you, what's the time frame? When is the proposal coming forward, and by when?
I expect that we'll have something presented to the board in early October.
And then when does the new contract start?
Well, the current contract expires June 30th of 2008.
This coming year?
So, yeah. I mean, the Solid Waste Commission has been meeting for over a year.
I know.
Frequently.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
I'll move it, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Did anyone else? Brian Yates joined us as well. Any further questions? Those in favor of the appointment? Unanimous. We thank you for your willingness to serve, and I'll see you at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Thanks, Steve. Okay, the next item before us, and the commissioner is here, His Honor the 273-07, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation of $35,000 from the Capital Stabilization Fund for removal of the structures located at 20 Rogers Street and preparation of the property for recreational use. Oh my goodness, I'm not with it tonight. Commissioner, thank you for joining us.
While I talk to you, I brought some kind of updates of the modulus.
Oh, I was at the Bowen Playground. I saw the modulus.
Yeah, I like to see them. So, pretty nice.
Yeah. Are they fully functional?
They're fully functional.
Unbelievable that you got this down on time.
It was funny. I got the call from the contract and the fire department.
Nice, sir.
Thanks.
Good enough.
Hey, where's Kevin?
The fire department said 2 weeks for an inspection for the contract today. So I called up Jeff and I said, what's going on? He says, well, 3 of them are ready and some can give a temporary and fine, come see me. So I had him bring me the permit, signed them off, and left them on Bill Case's desk around 12 o'clock today. So we'll either have probably 3 finals or probably 2 temporaries because the fire department was changing out some of the panels to the modules where we extended their panel where they wanted to replace the panels.
Okay. Yeah, no, I happen to be at the Bowen Playground with the little people in my life, and I was impressed.
I'll get this stuff on the website. But I can't think of a more busier summer than 2 big
ones. I have to tell you, I am impressed that this happened in a timely way. I didn't think that could happen.
It doesn't hurt, and I think that's, we knew the contractors because they had done 6 of them for us at Newton South about 7 years ago.
What was there in front of Horace Mann before? It looked like you were pumping oil out of there the last time.
The back. You were pumping oil from the back.
Just a tree.
Oh, not a tree in the way.
Mechanical stuff.
No.
And the back, Brian. At Horace Mann, there is in the back, along the side. And there was the stuff pumping product out from that stuff to get
it. They were great. I like the windows at Mason Rice as well. Perfect. Congratulations. Job well done.
I apologize for that. And the $35,000 is to take down the house that we all know about. It's a brick structure of considerable, not too large, but big enough. There also is a brick garage back there that needs to come down. No longer can you take away the brick and level it off and fill it in. You have to remove the foundations. On projects like this. So not only is somebody going to cart away the wood and the brick, but they've also got to dig out the foundations. And then we're going to have to go back because there is going to be a scar on the property. We want to put some fill in there, then we want to put topsoil over and basically regrade it from the sidewalk's edge and blend it in to the backyard.
All for $35,000?
I don't take down too many houses. As a matter of fact, this is like my second. I think that the other one we did fell down on its own. On Rumford Ave. One of the ones we had bought back there. I talked to John Lojack, Commissioner Lojack, and we kind of discussed that. I did make some calls to some people in the demo business. He thought that $30,000 would be very sufficient enough, and then I had to kind of add some more to bring in the fill and the topsoil and so on. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that, the $35,000 will be sufficient. To do that.
Terrific, Susan and Brian.
Are you going to be able to recycle any of this stuff?
The bricks, probably.
So it's going to be gone?
No. Crush it up and use it, anything. NASB is doing the current demo work out at Newton North. He is a resident of the city, although his office is Waltham. I'm certainly going to let them know that we have a little house to be taken down, and then you'll get a good price from them.
But is recycling part of the contract? Part of the...
I will make that part of the
contract. That'd be
great. And strip everything out of it.
Well, part of the demos, when they price a demo, is what they can get out of it.
Yeah.
And so if you strip the thing too much, you're not going to, your price is going to be higher because they're looking for something they can sell off.
Well, hopefully they do, but they do it...
I think there's value in the brick. I don't think there'll be any value in the wood, that's there. But I think that... Copper tubing, he stripped that place pretty good.
He didn't.
There's no.
What a shock.
He stripped it. There's no plaster, there's no lath. You look in there, and you're seeing basically a wood frame. He left some of the electrical in there. But most of that stuff's been pulled out. I think it's got slate tile.
Whatever you can recycle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when are you
going to
do this? Soon as you get the money?
Soon as I get the money, and the mayor asked if I could get it down, fall by winter, and I plan on doing that.
Can we do this under an emergency preamble so that he can do it right after the board passes it, so you don't have to wait
the 20 days? That's fine.
Okay.
Question. Following up, I believe... I haven't been in there, but I think George Mansfield was in there, and he said there was, in fact, some stuff that was worth saving. So you're saying that your demolition guy will take out anything that's got some...
Oh, anything that's salvageable that has value. I mean, if there's copper pipe in there, he'll take that. If there's copper wire...
I think George was saying it sounded like fixtures of some sort.
There were no fixtures when I went in there last week. And I do know that, you know,
George must have been there.
There was a snowblower in the garage that was some discussion
heard about that one.
Of where it went to, because he claims that it was there.
It's so... One of our colleagues wanted the city to pay. Let's not go there. Do we have a motion with the emergency preamble?
Yes.
Thank you. Those in favor? 6-0. Thank you very much.
What was the petroleum reference today?
You know, we're trying to be transparent.
Yes.
On this whole thing. And we've certainly let the neighborhood know that before we start any asbestos removal work, we're going to put the plan before them so they can see it.
Right.
How we're going to do it, what the health and safety measures are. And so anytime we're going into the site and we're doing something that looks like it, we don't really want to get everybody's angst up. So when I got an email from Rob Usler today that McPhail is going to be going in there doing some borings to check on the limit of the oil that was discovered, I wanted to get that out there so people knew that when a drill came and was setting up, that people weren't going to start inundating with calls about we're starting asbestos abatement without giving them, you know. And I'm going to have to get something out tomorrow about what we're doing on it, because I can see that, you know, it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think all it required was a couple more sentences.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. I did
see
yours,
a while
ago,
and, you know, whatever.
And, so.
Okay.
The one from Anatole, I expected. When I almost got yours, he said, yeah, I've been out for a while.
One more thing. Well, again, congratulations on getting the mockers in. That was a good job. Well done.
Now that you can tell us we completely closed out,
yeah.
We have a meeting at Post Audit about the database at the end of September.
Yeah.
And
I just won't let that happen.
No. No. Anyway, I just, you know, so you had said that once your stuff was closed out, so that can be done, and the year ones are in the works, correct?
We'll work on time.
We'll get your database hat on.
I know, get my database
hat on. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. 250-07, Keith Ben Energy Delivery. Petitioning for grant of location in France to install and maintain 150 feet of 4-inch gas main in Ruane Road from an existing 4-inch gas main at House 93 Westerly to the rear of 170 Temple Street. What can you tell us about that?
Good evening, my name is Ted Sexolari. I'm the permit representative for Keystone Energy. This will provide heat, hot water, and cooking to number 170 Temple Street. There is no gas on Temple Street, so we're coming in from the rear.
To 171?
170.
Does this require an easement over private property?
No. It is their property.
This property comes all the way out to the street?
Yeah.
Strange property.
You seen the recommendations?
Yeah.
Are you okay with them all?
Well, I read, yes.
You
got
this page.
Yeah.
Great. I
know. Woo! That's even better. We're doing better.
See, things are happening, you know.
That's not a problem. They're what I usually stated, so there's no problems.
It's more or less board of play,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's paying for this?
It's a customer on 170 Temple Street.
Okay.
Now, you're coming off a pipe from the wing, right?
Correct.
Is that where the pipe ends right there, or does it go throughout the wing?
No, it ends right there.
The pipe ends right
there. Just a few feet from where we're taking it.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, is this a new house?
I don't know that.
No. They never had gas before, obviously.
No.
Yeah, but there are a lot of houses in the city that haven't. My daughter's house doesn't, and she wanted a gas stove. The cost of bringing in the gas was...
Anyway, I got no questions. I think it's cut and dry. I'll move it.
Perfect.
No, any further questions?
No, nothing. Oh, thank you. At this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. If there's any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition, please do so. Anyone? Hearing none and seeing none. I will close the public hearing. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move it.
Any further questions? All those in favor? 6-0. Thank you very much. 251-07 Keyspan Energy Delivery. Petition for grant of location to install and maintain 54 feet of 6-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch gas main on Commonwealth Avenue from the existing 6-inch gas main in Commonwealth Avenue south to the proposed district regulator and from the existing 10-inch gas main in Commonwealth Avenue at Oakland Avenue south to the proposed district regulator. What can you tell us about
this? This is what we describe as a system improvement. What happens during, and I've been before this board before on these, during the peak time in the morning when people first put on their gas in the cold weather, the areas that we detect show a drop in pressure, we install regulators where we can control the flow of the pressure better with the regulator than without. So basically it is a self-explanatory thing. It regulates the pressure. So what we have is in this area, we have a drop in the pressure during the peak time, so it was seen fit to install this district regulator to improve our system. The Keyspan will be paying for the whole installation.
It says here coordinate with upcoming micro-surfacing projects. When is that supposed to happen?
I don't know what that is.
Well, they're apparently going to be resurfacing that area.
So you're going to coordinate with Public Works?
Correct.
Before that. But wouldn't that be done in the spring?
Not necessarily. It still could happen.
They went out and inspected and booked the site.
You know, Jimmy will be on you on that one.
I know.
So is this an area that's been reconstructed and redone already?
Not that I'm aware of.
This is down by the Marriott, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but then they are planning on resurfacing down there. But I'm certain in order to get your road opening permit, you would have to work with them on it anyway.
Yes.
So.
And they'll catch it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Good luck.
All right, I'll move approval.
Thank you. At this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Hearing none and seeing none, I will close the public hearing. The item has been moved. Those in favor? Thank you. 6-0. The last item before us this evening. Move into the main chamber is 252-07 Sharon Barron, 20 Warner Road, petitioning for a main drain to be constructed in Warner Road from the existing manhole in front of 28 Warner Road, 145 feet westerly to proposed manhole at 20 Warner Road. The petitioner is to pay the entire cost of the project. I knew you were here for something.
And I'm not Sharon Barron, I'm Stephen Barron.
Fascinating discussion that you were here. So tell us about this. And you are just
Steve Barron, the owner of the house.
Okay.
I can give you a quick synopsis. Bob, the little project manager for the company doing the construction project.
Okay.
Site, they've had ongoing water issues and drainage issues, and in order to facilitate those, the engineer came up with this plan that required, as you can see, the site drainage, but it is not sufficient, so that the requirement was to make the beam for overflow, and this is really essentially just overflow from the site drainage system. And the extension, the drain in the street is, as stated there, 145 feet east of the property. And so the drain would be extended to in front of the property, and then from there it would be tied into by the site drainage system.
Phil?
Mr. Private Way.
Warner Road, no.
Warner Road's not a private way?
No.
Warner Road, no.
No.
Then I'm a little confused as to why. You're taking the drain off of your site onto the city line, is that right?
That's correct.
And there's no drain, there's no line in front of us. The line is back here. Onward, is it, that this manhole falls?
That manhole.
And this is the new line you're putting in. And why does he have to pay for a line in a public street?
Is John Dagging
the system? His comments are attached.
Oh.
To the agenda.
Oh, okay.
The last page of the agenda.
Yeah. I'm just curious as to why.
We always do that.
Not on bringing on public order.
I, for one, can tell you he would love to not have to pay for this.
Well, I just like to know why he is. I mean, it's a public street. Yeah. He put drains in the streets all the time.
So, I think looking to pit for us in the Lauf comes to mind.
The what?
If he's willing...
Yeah, if he's willing to pay it, that's fine. He's already committed himself. I just want to know why.
Because if he doesn't...
Did they tell you couldn't have it if you didn't pay for it?
Yeah.
That's never essentially,
no one said to me that we could just do it.
Because I imagine the only reason that you're putting in the drain is because to deal with the runoff of, private property is why the drain...
Is your property flooding right now? Is that what's happening?
Oh, there's so many things going on right now. It's complicated.
It's basically the back of the property is a slope, and it slopes up from there, so they've had continuing ongoing site drainage.
So can he control the drainage on his property with these galleys and so forth?
No,
that the site drainage is not sufficient, and that's why it's essentially, as I said, it's essentially overflow. So all this is basically for overflow.
So it may well be that if he were to petition for the city to do it, it would be years before there would be resources available, and he doesn't want to wait a year. So we can get an answer for John before we...
You know, John's notorious for this. We know he is.
Plus, but did the city give you a hard time about even allowing the runoff into the city?
That are still waiting from the 1990s.
To be honest with you, I just never, because the way it was presented to me was there's just no thing to connect to.
Right.
So if you want to connect to the city's storm line, you got to have a storm line.
I thought we didn't even allow that to happen.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's what I was about.
I'm surprised that it's being allowed, to tell you the truth. I don't have a problem with it, but that would answer why then the petitioner would need to pay the cost.
But I thought you were supposed to maintain your runoff on your...
On your own property.
I think that's the new stuff that's being built.
Yeah.
If you can, exactly. And the engineer did attempted the best that they could to... I mean, there's not enough drainage on the property to handle engineering calculations for, multi-year storms.
When was the house built?
This house was built right after World War II.
So this should deal with an existing, you haven't knocked it down and rebuilt or put it in? No, so this has been just an ongoing existing problem.
Yeah.
Well, it becomes worse as there's more development in the area.
And there are some pumps running that runs it, it doesn't solve the situation.
This will not solve his problem?
No, this will solve it.
Shauna just shared with me, she's our committee clerk, that there are drain applications that have been waiting around since the 90s.
I
understand.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
He's trying to protect you.
But it's a public way, ideologically.
If you were a taxpayer, I would say, no way. But I'm sorry, it's a public street and it's a public line.
Yeah.
But with the resources being what they are, the way things happen quickly is when people are willing to pay for it.
Do I understand correctly that it's not just the drainage on your own site, but it's the drainage that's coming from next to your site, onto your site?
The back.
I, I'm not really 100% sure where it's all coming
from. We're not engineers.
I'm just trying to solve this once and for all and just be done with it. You know what I mean? It's like...
If you look at the topography of the lot, especially, really, it is handling the upper hill behind him and which is other people's property. It's not really much of a...
Someday we might have... Well, if they're shedding water on the end, that's another issue.
No,
I know at this
point. I just
At this point, I'd like to open the public hearing. We're joined by Alderman Weisbach. Is there a member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Now is your opportunity. Sir, are you?
No, I'm
Oh, okay. Then I will close the public hearing. If there are questions that you would like to have answered, we can pass it subject to second call if you like.
We know that they're not going to go in there next week and do it, you see. We know that.
Right.
But the fact of the matter remains that he's already committed himself to pay the total cost. They're not going to say to him now, well, we're going to get it next week. You're stuck. You're going to pay it.
You'll have a prompt solution to your problem.
Yeah. That's all I wanted.
How long is the problem? The problem is just that long. That's just a little long.
In case we're asked about this, because it is unusual for the city to approve someone tying in directly into our drain system, okay? Mm-hmm. So in case we're asked, I'm assuming you've taken remediation, or you made remediation efforts all over the property. You've got dry wells and things, and it's just not working. And this is designed to handle the runoff of the system that you've already put in over time.
Yep.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Yep.
That's a good question. Is this coming from one of the systems in this property? Or is this roof drains and stuff?
Everything will be tied now into this one system.
Has he got a French drain on his own?
I have one now.
He does have one which will be pumped into this site.
So that's not working either.
The problem is it's a high water table, essentially. And with site drainage, you can't 100% cover them.
Sure.
My only concern is, in my ward, there's discussion where people are tying in illegally to the drainage system, and it's increasing inflow in I&I. And they want to charge people who are hooked up to the drainage system. So unless this is this a different...
Can I just offer a thought here? You're actually my alderman, too.
I know.
Okay. And I went to high school with you. You're Brian Yates, right? Okay. My mother grew up in this city about three blocks from Warner Road, which was a field at the time. It was the last developed area in the Ward School area. I'm sure there was a reason for it. Okay? My mother went there when Jack Lemmon went to that school. Okay? I grew up on the south side, which has its own issues. And all I'm trying to say to you guys now is I am trying to do a really good, expensive thing, and people can always find exceptions and things. But you know what? This is an exception where I'm willing to spend much more money than that gentleman who just came in here and talked about his $35,000 issue. Okay? It's much more than that. So I'd really appreciate the support of my city if I'm willing to do this. And with all due respect to everybody's individual concerns, and I do respect the fact that we want to try to be consistent, you know, this is a case where I think I'm only helping the city. I'm connecting, I'm drawing the drains closer together. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing to draw the drains. They're not going to be connected, but they're going to be closer together. It can't be a bad
thing. This area has some significant issues. Yeah. I had a very dear friend on Brackett Road. I won't even tell you all the remediation that she individually did. There's been a lot of additions in the area. You're reducing the ability to absorb. I think it's becoming more of a problem, and the city has supported this, so I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you.
Moved by Alderman Yates. Any further comments?
I understand your frustration in what you're saying, but I think what you're trying to bring up is that there may be some potential charge in the future for people that are private property is running off into the drain system of the city. Right. So
may I just say this too, though? Whatever the charge is, it's not going to be $55,000.
But it'll be on top of what you've already, unfortunately.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, it's not going to be that.
Additionally, Steve, so you can meter from
himself.
No, but
my point.
Additionally, you can meter the overflow.
We don't have a second meter.
No, my point was that they want to charge people who are illegally hooked up.
Right.
Well,
they
should. So, but and here we are legally
has
been hooking them up. So.
Well, but my point is, these people aren't going to pay this money to do this. That's right.
Okay, let's look at the item that's before us. I think we need to look, judge this on the basis of the item that is before us and not what's happening in the places.
I plan to vote for this, but I do think that Cheryl's raising an issue of consistency, which should be dealt with separate and apart from this.
Well, I think we can ask Public Works to come in and talk with us about it.
I think that's worthwhile. Yeah.
I feel for you, Carol, believe me. But the fact of the matter is that they insist that when you build a new house today, you're paying the water on site. And the old ordinance of law that says they have to do it.
60 years old.
It's 60 policy. It's a policy.
Okay, but this is a 60-plus-year-old house.
Yeah, well, we got to talk to the engineering department.
I think we should.
I think we need to talk to the engineering department 60 years ago, who probably let things be done above him and that contributed
that's
to this.
That's going
to
be hard, but I'd like to duck it an item to that for... There is a motion to approve made by Alderman Yates. Those in favor, 7-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please let me know if it works.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with me.
Thank you. Good luck with tonight. It's new in there.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Are they cheerleading in there yet?
There's cheerleaders. Everybody is in there. They're out in the hall. They're up in the balcony.
You gonna bring a purse?
Yeah, it's hanging on. I can see it hanging right there.